Looking at our quintessential Cape Town business, I love this feature because when we talk about quintessential Cape Town businesses, it's brands that we can identify with, but they didn't always start out as easily identifiable brands, and it's a great bit of inspiration for other people starting their own businesses. So the seed for this particular quintessential business, the prerequisite is that the seed needed to have been planted in Cape Town, but the growth of that particular business then takes a region by storm, takes a country by storm, and expands some of them beyond our borders. And it's a really good story to tell. Now, you know you've arrived, right, when you can afford to buy a Coricraft couch. When someone says, oh, where'd you get that couch from? And you go, Coricraft. You go, oh my gosh, it's splendid. Now, Coricraft has become synonymous with really good furniture, furniture that people aspire to as well, and that is the brand that we're focusing on this morning. And as a matter of fact, I am joined by Kevin Newton, who is the CEO of Coricraft. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, Kino. How are you?
I'm very good. Good having you on the show, man. I've been a fan of your brand for, I think, ever.
Thank you very much.
Do you have Coricraft couches at home?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm sitting on a Coricraft couch at this feature at the moment.
I love it. How old is this brand? How long has it been around?
Coricraft was born in 1995. As you rightly said, very, very proudly in the Western Cape. We are a proudly South African and even more proudly Western Cape born and bred business. And just over 22 years the business has been going.
And what I love about this particular brand is not you're not bringing in stuff from China and selling it here. I mean, your stuff's actually, when I'm talking about your couches, for example, I mean, the manufacturing is done right here in South Africa. You manufacture your own couches. And what that means is more job creation and all the rest of it.
That's right. And more importantly, we actually manufacture most of our couches here in the Western Cape store. The board business is a business of, has expanded, as you rightly said, from a regional perspective into a national perspective. We do have two stores outside of our country, one in Botswana and one in Namibia. But all our couches are proudly made in South Africa. And as a consequence, as you rightly noted, we are creating jobs every single day. We've got our primary factory here in Epping South, and we've got another factory in Johannesburg in Roodepoort, creating jobs every single day and making sure that we can do what we do, our fair share for the economy.
Now, Kevin, before you started Coricraft, what were you doing?
I didn't start Coricraft.
I know you didn't. I mean, before Coricraft was started. Sorry. Early in the morning.
Okay. I was with Nando's previously, so I was in fast food for many, many years. But yep. Coricraft was started by Gerald Josh in 1995 as a manufacturer of furniture, and then saw the opportunity to go into retail and essentially cut out the middleman. And our real value proposition is making sure we bring, as you rightly said, aspirational, beautiful, valuable couches, great quality and great style to our customers.
But I also, you know what I like about the model that you operate with at the moment is that, you know, people in manufacturing, generally speaking, point fingers to other countries going, oh, but the labor's so much cheaper there, etc. But if you go niched and you provide an aspirational product, as you've said, you can make a success of a brand. And I would imagine that manufacturing and the success behind any type of manufacturing, especially given the global perspective in the country, is all about the niches.
That's exactly right. And I think that we often underestimate the talents and skills we have here in South Africa. You know, people are always want to look abroad and to look what the rest of the world is doing. But in South Africa, we do have amazing talents, particularly in the craftsmanship of furniture and the like, where if you develop those talents and you harness those talents, there's really no need to look elsewhere, particularly from a perspective of cultures. And as you would also appreciate, you know, cultures are the large items, they are difficult to move. So there's really a very compelling reason to make sure that the manufacture of sofas is done here in South Africa.
Now, we talk about skills. The one thing we do know is that, you know, artisans are becoming older and older and older, and we have a bit of a challenge when it comes to younger people that'll take over. What are you doing about that?
Well, I mean, you're raising a very good point, because it is potentially a skill that is dying with the artisans and the trade moving on. But I think it's our responsibility as South Africans, as corporate citizens, to make sure we are providing skills and constantly updating people in terms of skills and training and the like to make sure that that it doesn't die. And I think there's amazing opportunities to do so in this country, you know, given hopefully a bit more government support to facilitate that and make sure that the skills are enhanced and they are supported in the business by both governments and by the corporate citizens to ensure that we don't allow these things to die out.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a dream, Kevin. I have a dream. I have a dream that, you know, kids at school will learn how to actually make Coricraft couches, for example, over and above the academics. Why should a kid not be able to use Illustrator and Photoshop at school? Why do we have to leave it to tertiary institutions to develop these skills? So, you know what, we will obviously extend a hand to you. We'd love to come and see the work that you're doing. A lot of our listeners buy your products. So we'd like to give them a little bit of an insight into what happens behind the scenes at Coricraft. So we'll definitely be in touch.
We'd be honored to host you and to show you just some of the amazing stuff that our factory workers do in our factories in terms of taking their hard-earned skills and you know everything they've learned over the years and developing a wonderful couch and wonderful service as we do in Coricraft.
Perfect. And just one last question, something I'm very passionate about. Micro enterprises, do they benefit from the Coricraft brand at all?
Sure, without a shadow of a doubt. They definitely do. I think that we're able to reach a wide range of the enterprises through different mechanisms, and we're equally passionate about it. I said it's supposed to be just passionate about making a big difference in South Africa, and I suppose that's really what it's all about.
Love it. Love it. So good to listen to a CEO with that amount of passion. And, yeah, great to chat to you this morning, Kevin. I'm sure we'll be in touch.
You.
We definitely will be in touch as a team a bit later as well. Kevin Uchin there is the CEO of Coricraft.